Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Football's been the big-time theme. Obviously, the regular season winding down. 2 weeks to go. Two lost seasons for both the Jets and the Giants. Glenn Cove, we go. John, the fan. What's going on, Johnny?
Hey, Mark, long time no talk. Thanks for taking the call.
Yeah, John, it's been a while, man. How have you been? Good?
Good, man, good. Listen, I want to just piggyback off the last couple of callers. After 8 games, I've seen enough, Mark. Aaron Glenn needs to go. I want to point back to what the Chargers did with Staley, what the Broncos did with Hackett.
Yeah.
The Bears did with Eberflus. Remember that disaster on Thanksgiving Day?
Costos had a great nickname for Eberflus, Matt Eberflus. This is a tremendous one. It always used to make me laugh whenever Nick cracked that one out when he was coaching the Chicago Bears. Yeah, that was a good one.
And Mayo with the Patriots. So you have 5 teams I just named who saw the product in front of them with their own 2 eyes and said, this guy's not a head coach. Aaron Glenn is not a head coach. I want him gone. I want the OC gone. And if that doesn't change, it doesn't matter who we draft. If you look at all the other coaches with the quarterbacks, you got Mahomes and Reed. You got Harbaugh and Herbert. I don't know if Harbaugh gets fired with Lamar. How are the Jets ever going to compete in the AFC? This team will never make the playoffs.
Well, never's long. I mean, it's been since 2010, so we're going through never right now. So the Jets have been, you know, a rudderless ship for quite some time. I'll tell you, John, you could be spinning a different tune. Jets go out there and find a young quarterback. All of a sudden, everything changes, and it does.
Well, I want to get to the draft because I watch college football a lot. If they could get Mendoza, he is going to be a franchise quarterback, in my opinion. And the biggest one is the receiver who I think the Giants will get from Ohio State. Jeremiah Smith.
He's only a sophomore, though.
Is he coming out, though?
No, you can't. He's a true sophomore.
Oh, that's right. He's a true sophomore.
3 years out of high school to be draft eligible. Remember Maurice
Clarett? Then you got Jordan Tyson. You got Mekhi Lemon. You got from USC. You got Williams from Alabama. I mean, this to me, this is like a franchise turning point for the Jets. Because if they make the right decision and they get a little lucky and get the franchise quarterback and get that big time number 2 receiver with Wilson, you might actually have a chance to compete in the next decade. Thanks for taking my call, Moshe.
Yeah, you got it, John. I mean, the two, if you want to say, like, and I haven't done really kind of any work other than doing some reading online when it comes to it, but if you want to talk about the pound for pound 2 best players in the draft, they're probably 2 Ohio State defensive players. I believe it's Arvell Reese, who people are projecting, who plays inside, projecting to play outside, who's, I think, 6'4", 6'5", about 240 pounds. And then the other one is Caleb Downs, who obviously transferred from Alabama to Ohio State this upcoming offseason and or during the transfer portal. Those are probably pound for pound. I mean, 2 of probably the top 3 or 4 players in the draft outside of what you look at a quarterback when you're looking at Mendoza, because quarterbacks obviously are grayed out a little bit differently. Manhattan we go. It's George. It's the fan. What's going on, George?
Hey, Moose, happy holidays. Always a pleasure talking to you.
Pleasure is mine. Oh, my, George. Question. What's on your mind?
Just quick question. Obviously, you know, I want to talk about the skill players as far as the draft, just to, you know, piggyback off the prior caller. You know, Boom had mentioned this morning, obviously he misspoke, but he called Fernando Mendoza the Antichrist at this point. Being a Jet fan, I think I'd take the Antichrist to be the quarterback of the Jets just to get us over the hump. But if the Jets decide to punt on the quarterback spot in this year's draft, I mean, I love this guy, the Reuben Bain Jr., the edge out of Miami. I know that Pirate caller mentioned also Jordan, I think Tyson, the wide receiver. What's your take on the skill players? Because the Jets are going to have the pick of the litter.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, George, I haven't done a lot of work on the draft when it comes to in looking at the skill positions and look at the receivers and everything at the like. I think Love's going to be a hell of a running back, but I don't think necessarily the Giants or the Jets are looking at the Notre Dame star as being an answer for them or looking to invest in that kind of position that high in the NFL draft. So, you know, I think it's an intriguing draft. I think early thought is that last year in terms of the high-level impact players, when you look at Hunter coming out of Colorado, Abdul Carter coming out of Penn State, there's not maybe that caliber of player in this year's NFL draft, potentially. But we're sitting here, it's late December. The NFL draft is early spring. We're going to go through the scouting combine out in Indianapolis in February, and then you're going to get all the individual workouts, and then you got to see exactly who's in and who's out following this college football season in the world of NIL, where guys obviously can make themselves a lot of money during the course of the transfer portal with what is being spent on college football teams, especially elite-level college football teams, and we see that college basketball as well.
Yeah, no, that's a great point. Obviously, you know, Dante Moore, you got Ty Simpson, the other quarterbacks. You know, just wishing the best. I'm hoping these guys make the right selection and we can kind of move forward.
I think, you know, and listen, the Jets, if they have the appetite for it, you know, if the Giants end up with the number one overall pick, and I do think it's hogwash, the idea that the Giants would never trade with the Jets. I think you got to worry about what's going on your team and your block and try and get the most haul. I think the Giants, as I mentioned earlier, would love the idea of multiple teams falling in love with Mendoza coming out of Indiana. And then there being an absolute bidding war to get the Indiana star. I think they'd love to see that. Let's head out to Staten Island. It's Jose. It's the fam. What's going on, Jose?
How you doing, Moose?
Happy holidays. I'm doing great, man. Happy holidays.
Moose, I'm a Jet fan, first of all. Let me make that clear.
Yeah.
But I'm over here. I'm salivating about the Giants' opportunities. Just say if the Jets fall to number 3 and 4, trade whatever they could. Even with that third pick, they can retrade it again into the high, up to the 10, and still get more draft capital than anything. You got an opportunity as a Giant fan to have so much first-round draft picks this year alone that it's funny. It's just funny how this draft could be if you're the number one pick and you don't need a quarterback.
Yeah, it would be. I mean, Jose, potentially that could transpire. Like, where's the line of demarcation? Where's the drop-off? Where's the caliber of player? Is there a drop-off after 5 or 6? But, where does your grading system put the player? Because, like, last year there was a drop-off probably after 3, maybe 4 players. And then, you know, kind of the caliber of player 5 through 15 were kind of the same grade. And then, you know, so you have to make that determination. Every organization grades them out a little bit differently, but you've got to make that determination as an organization. But, yes, the Giants could get an embarrassment of riches, and nobody likes draft capital like the NFL fan loves draft capital, especially when your team is terrible.
What I'm saying, Moose, is, like, let's say if you were to get the 2 Jets number 1 picks this year and 1 for next year, just so you can have that pick, and let's say the Jets fall to number 3 and 4, the way they keep losing, if right now they're number 4, right? You can, and somebody might want a defensive lineman on that number 4, and you may be, and they're like
yes.
number 6 or 7.
And then you can move back again.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Your Giants can steal the draft by themselves and still have a whole bunch of draft picks.
And
they can
at
have
some
two
point
number ones this year and one next year.
Yeah, and Jose, you're not wrong. I mean, you could play that game. You know, it really depends on who you target, who you're looking at, how you grade out the players. But yes, I mean, that's well within the reason. And that's why, you know, you have a lot of Giant fans. I don't necessarily, you know, watch, you know, I watch a lot of the Giant games with my son Gregory at times. And, you know, he was bothered yesterday by Carter being offside, which negated the Holland play and everything like. And he's bothered by the fact that the Giants are not having. Now, he's a foxhole guy. Still loves his New York Giant football, but is not rooting for the team to lose, nor is he thinking about the NFL draft or thinking about that. And I get why there are a lot of Giant fans that do and are rooting for this team to lose. We're upset, you know, when they beat the Indianapolis Colts a couple years ago. You know, where and I get why they're going to be rooting for the Las Vegas Raiders to be victorious this upcoming Sunday, because they want to see the Giants. If you're going to go through this, at least in the end, have the number one overall pick. Right? If you're going to go through this kind of season. Rock in Long Island's up next in the family. What's going on, Rock?
Mark, Merry Christmas, you and your family.
You as well, Rock.
Let me explain something to you.
Yeah.
Number one, I'm a Giants fan, okay? I am not worried about the draft. I expect them to go in to win every single game. Number two, okay, for all Giant fans that are thinking that if the Giants pick one, that they're going to trade Dart for Mendoza, okay, that is the most idiotic statement that I have ever heard. And I've heard some idiotic statements on the station. I listen to it all the time. It's my favorite station. It is not happening. It is not. Listen, the man had Denver beat. The man beat Philly. The man beat the great Chargers. We watched two teams on Saturday night, the Chicago Bears and the Packers. The man had both those teams beat.
Hey, Rock, I'm just, I don't disagree. It's not a matter of trading. Yeah, I get the point you're making. It's not a trading Dart for Mendoza, but moving on from Dart and then drafting Mendoza. That's stupid. Right, it's dumb. I agree with you. Now, can I ask you, Rock, on
the number one pick, go ahead.
No, I'll let you continue. I'm not going to cut you off. But if I ask you on your list of idiotic statements that you've heard, that is at the top of your list. What would number two be?
Number two would have been probably when everybody wanted the Yankees to break the bank for Juan Soto again and just give away money when they needed so much more than Juan Soto.
I got you.
I thought that was ridiculous. I mean,
I got
the Yankees did everything they could to get Juan Soto. Okay, I was proud of how what he did, but at the end of the day, I'm more of a Giants fan than anything, okay? And just to think that he is a kid that has never taken an NFL snap, okay? All right, he won the Heisman. He beat the great Ohio State. Hey, listen, you got to understand some. Ron Day made some mistakes in that game. He's supposed to kick that field goal. Instead of going for it on fourth down, he would have tied it then. You know what I'm saying? So here's a guy that's never taken an NFL snap. We know what we have in Jackson Dart, and Giant fans want to trade Jackson Dart for Fernando Mendoza. Are they serious? Are you serious?
Yeah, well, people are.
After seen what this kid has done this year, he had a bad game yesterday. Listen, we've gone against Spagnuolo had a great game plan for Tom Brady. That's why we won two Super Bowls. Flores had a great game plan for the kid, and the kid didn't play as well as he should have. And let me ask you a question, Mark. Is Theo Johnson supposed to catch that pass?
Yes.
Is Darius Slayton supposed
yes.
to catch that pass?
Yes.
Last week, is Darius Slayton supposed to catch that touchdown
yes.
pass? So why are we pointing the finger at Dart?
No,
so
Rock, why are we I'm not. Pointing the finger Rock, at Dart? I don't know. I mean, you know, I agree with you. I think it's stupid. I mean, it's like we're in that Mike Judge movie. It was Mike Judge, yeah, Idiocracy, right? I mean, it's like, are we going to start watering our plants with Gatorade? I mean, like, it's just like you start like it. I don't get it. Like, I really don't. I understand it's been a long year, and you need something to talk about. But, like, talk about something else. I mean, that doesn't do anything for me. I mean, the idea of, well, we're going to move on from Dart because, what, you're concerned about the style and fashion which he plays? You're going to take away from everything else that he does, and he can go out there and acclimate and adapt and change? I mean, we all have to adapt or die at some point in time when you're looking at professionally in your careers and do something maybe a little bit different. I tell my students over at Iona, when I teach a class every fall semester out there in New Rochelle, you know, at some point in time, you got to be comfortable with being uncomfortable in life and do things that maybe are outside of your comfort zone in order to kind of push the boundaries and be successful. All of that is true. So I think Dart's going to be an adjustment. I think it's been a little bit of a learning curve, and I'm not judging him based on his performance yesterday or the drop off that we've seen since Daboll has been let go, because I don't necessarily think this coaching staff is going to play a role. The biggest idea now is you got to bring in a coach that's going to be, you know, have an understanding of what this team, helping this team win and helping the quarterback develop, because I think you have found that quarterback. Now, the Giants, if they end up with a number one overall pick, what they want are teams to fall in love with Mendoza out of Indiana. If they do, then you could probably name the price in terms of what you could get back in return. Let's head out to Nick in Toms River. Up next in the family. What's going on, Nick?
Hey, Moose, how's it going, bud?
I'm doing well, Nick. How are you, man?
By the way, first-time caller, long-time listener. My family has always listened to all you guys on the fan. It's an honor to be on here.
Honor's mine. Thanks for making the call, Nick. What's on your mind?
So, listen, everybody's talking about how Jackson Dart is not the guy, and I've seen it on CBS Sports, and I've seen it all over social media, saying how Jackson Dart gets the blame for 10 starts in only one bad game. Like that one kid Rock said before, like, are you supposed to blame Zio Johnson for that drop and pass? Are you supposed to blame Darius Slayton for that drop pass? Like, and they're pointing the finger at your quarterback, your rookie quarterback, by the way, you spent the 25th overall pick on, who's been doing phenomenal for 10 starts, and he has one bad game, yet you point the finger. Like, it's just absolutely ridiculous how Giants fans came to all this decision-making. Like, it's just ridiculous.
Yeah, I would not look at. I was more perturbed by the game plan, Nick, and thanks a lot for the call and happy holidays. Than I was about Dart's performance. I thought, based on the respect that a lot of people have for Flores, and I chatted with Alec Lewis yesterday, who does a great job of covering the Vikings for The Athletic, and he termed the job that Flores has done as defensive coordinator this year for the Minnesota Vikings as brilliant. Like, the Vikings aren't where they are outside looking in when it comes to the postseason in the NFC because of their defense. They're on the outside looking in because of the quarterback play. And probably a little bit of non-buyer's remorse watching Sam Darnold doing what he's doing up in Seattle with the Seahawks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Been a lot of football, obviously, season winding down. 2 weeks to go in the NFL regular season. Jets and Giants both suffering losses in different ways on Sunday. Giants to the Vikings, Jets down in New Orleans, and not much pushback there against the Saints. Let's head out to Flushing. It's Matt. It's the fan. What's going on, Matt?
Hey, man, what's up? Not a whole lot, Lazy Sunday, but I gotta talk about the Jets' new head coach and this whole search for it. If you don't like Aaron Glenn, fine, get a new guy. But the idea that you want Tomlin or Harbaugh is beyond me as a Ravens fan. I don't know. Maybe it's not following or watching the guys, but Harbaugh at least is a talent merchant who's been riding off some of the best OCs and DCs in a while. Couldn't get anything done with a top three defense and Lamar Jackson's quarterback. Makes baffling personnel decisions. And that's just in the last few years. You go back to the Super Bowl run in 2013. You have Ray Lewis and other players coming out talking about nearly mutinying Harbaugh. Like, there's no way that this is the guy that anyone wants after leaving. And I think if he leaves and goes to somewhere with less talent, all the cracks are going to show and you're going to have the same conversation the next year.
Yeah, I mean, obviously you're a Baltimore fan and you're tired of Harbaugh.
Sick of him.
Okay. So, I mean, you're coming from a perspective of you want change, right? So the year they went to the Super Bowl and beat the 49ers, that wasn't even a year that you go out there and celebrate. Well, you need talent to win in the National Football League. Tell me any head coach that doesn't. So you look at the Denver Broncos, Sean Payton, an offensive genius. Is he riding the coattails this year of one of the better defenses in the NFL? Texans are the best defense, but the Broncos obviously right behind them as being the number two defense in the National Football League. So is that Denver team defined by their offense or defined by their defense?
I think it's defined by their defense, and you're able to have – I think Sean Payton elevates Bo Nix to a point where I don't think Bo Nix is a great quarterback. I think he's put in a very good situation, a very good system that Payton has put in front of him. But I don't think at this point, just from all the years watching AFC North football, that Tomlin or Harbaugh are able to do with young offensive talent.
Yeah, I think Tomlin has been, you know, when he hasn't had Roethlisberger, it's been difficult. Tell me a head coach that goes out there and wins with some of the quarterbacks that you've seen out there in Pittsburgh. The credit to Mike Tomlin is the culture where he has not bottomed out, where they're not having seasons in which, you know, when there was a 16-game season, they went 5-11. Now 17 games, 18, you know, where you're going 5-12. They don't have those kind of seasons out in Pittsburgh. This has been a massively disappointing year, and I don't disagree with some of the criticism when you look at Harbaugh in terms of the failures that you saw in pressurized spots the last 2 years when I thought the Ravens were the best team in the playoffs going into the AFC playoffs, and that team failed to get themselves to a Super Bowl, and that does fall on the head coach. And after the season comes to an end, they might make the decision that it's time for a new voice down there in Baltimore. This year is not entirely on the head coach's fault. The Henry fumbles early. Lamar has not looked like the same player. You've also suffered significant injuries when you're looking at the defense.
And I agree with that. And that's, I'm talking as a more general perspective.
I got
the Ravens.
You're tired of Harbaugh. You don't want to look at the sideline, exactly. And you don't want to see the grimace or the look of confusion at times. You're tired of seeing John Harbaugh on the sideline for the Ravens. You think it's time for a change.
Yeah, exactly. If I'm a Jets fan, I'm looking at guys like the Seattle OC, the DC from Minnesota. There's a lot of young coordinators that I think I would rather give shots to as a Ravens fan or a Jets fan if you're looking for a new head coach that I would give before Harbaugh. And that's just, if you want him, go right ahead.
But yeah, I think he's going to get a coach. I mean, Matt, I think I get where you're coming from. And I understand that, and it's been a really frustrating year, and you're also coming off a loss last night, which you blew an 11-point lead in the fourth quarter to the New England Patriots, in a game that maybe probably you're sitting back relaxing, getting ready to ring in the holidays that you had salted away, unfortunately unable to close it out. It's been an extremely frustrating year for Baltimore with the expectations coming into the season. Let's head out to Manhattan. It's Winston. It's the fan. What's going on, Winston?
Hey, Moose, it's been a while since Mike and the Mad Dog.
Winston,
how are you? Merry
it has
Christmas.
It has been forever. I wasn't sure that was you. You know, there's a lot of Winstons. Manhattan's a big island. I wasn't sure it was you, but it's good to hear your voice again, Winston.
Thank you. Listen, Moose, I just have a hypothetical.
Yeah.
I know that Mendoza is not a sexy pick. It would be stupid to do it. But let's say that it is Arch Manning, that we know it is not ready yet for the NFL, that wasn't number one pick. And knowing the history with the Manning, what would you say in regard to that?
Wait for Arch Manning and not draft Mendoza?
No, let's say that it was Arch Manning, this year, let's say as a number one, number three pick, the way he is right now, which we know he's not ready yet because of the way he performed this year. But we know the history with the Mannings. So we know that Mendoza is not a sexy pick, but what happened if Arch Manning was there? Will you be able to change your mind in regard to Dart, Jackson Dart?
Oh, I would not, no.
No? All right.
I mean, I would not. The Giants, like, from a Giant perspective, no. I mean, that question's been answered. I have my quarterback. I don't need now to confuse the scenario. Now, it's like, you know, remember when the Philadelphia 76ers kept on drafting centers after they had, you know, Embiid? They just kept on, they drafted Okafor, they drafted Nerlens Noel. You know, they just kept on drafting centers, you know, and trust the process and everything like that. Like, you have to look at it and say to yourself, and I think it went, the Giants have found their quarterback. Let's not confuse the scenario. And I'm not rooting against Arch Manning, but, you know, just because he's a Manning doesn't necessarily mean he's going to be this great quarterback in the National Football League. And we know initially he wasn't great at Texas this year. So, I mean, Winston, I think we're just wasting oxygen and wasting time. The quarterback has been answered. Dart's the quarterback. He's the quarterback of the future. Now you got to go out there and find the head coach, the quarterback coach, the offensive coordinator that's going to go out there and continue to develop him. They get the best out of Jackson Dart in the NFL. Jersey City we go. It's Nate. What's going on, Nate?
Merry Christmas, Moose. I was listening to you yesterday, and the doctor you had from Notre Dame was awesome, by the way. I just wanted to touch on that.
Oh, Dr. Erickson, fantastic. Or Orlin and Cohen, I love him. He's great. Good friend.
Fantastic.
Unbelievable.
He's unbelievable. So, a couple things. I have Rock's second worst thing he's heard on the fan, but I'll save that till after you answer this question, please. This game coming up for the Giants is probably the biggest game since they played Minnesota in the playoffs 4 years ago. They have to lose this game against the Raiders. They've got to be the number one choice going in after this terrible season. How many people have to be involved in just throwing a game? I mean, I know you can't legally do that, but you've got to have a lot of people involved.
No, yeah. I mean, there would be – Nate, stop. We're not talking about throwing games. But I get why your frustration is –
tanking a game.
No, Nate, I understand. I get where you're coming from. If you're going to sit through this year and suffer the frustration and see all the changes that you've seen the coaching staff, that you want it to at least pay off. If the ineptitude is going to be there, you want it to at least pay off to where you have the number one overall pick. I get it. I understand. It doesn't necessarily mean something I would do, but I understand your frustration.
I hear you. So you're not going to give me an answer, but you're on the same page. I know you are.
No, I'm not. I'm not rooting for the Giants to lose. Listen, this is going to be, you know, an interesting game given the motivations. I mean, listen, Carroll, talking about a coach that might be fired after 1 year, might be Pete Carroll out there in Vegas. I mean, that has been. Now, they showed you a little bit of a pulse yesterday, which was surprising as a 14.5-point dog on the road in Houston against the Texans. So they gave you a little something yesterday. That was stunning. I'll be honest with you. I did not anticipate that coming yesterday. I thought Houston was going to daylight them. They didn't, but Houston found a way to win the football game. But Carroll might be out on his ear after this season. It's been so bad.
It could be, and I appreciate you keeping me on the line so long. So the second dumbest thing I think Rock has ever heard on this show or on the station is bringing back mercenary Craig Carton.
Oh,
terrible.
I mean,
terrible.
Hey, listen, you know, Craig and Chris, when do they start? I mean, you know, Craig's coming back, Chris McMonagle, the Craig Carton show with Chris McMonagle. New lineup is January 5th. There you have. You know, I knew it was going to be something of that variety. Tim in Morristown. What's going on, Tim? How you doing, buddy?
Hey, Moose, first-time caller. I just had a question. I mean, there's a lot of talk about Belichick, you know, people wanting Belichick. But, you know, you could look online. There's never really been a coach, I guess, Shula, Shanahan, and Parcells that actually made it to the Super Bowl with two different teams. They've only won – all those coaches only won with one team. Belichick, he won a bunch of Super Bowls up in New England. The odds are very slim. Unless you're just looking to build a culture – no one's ever done it before, even bringing Mike McCarthy in here and Tomlin. They've already won a Super Bowl with one team. The odds are very slim. Does anybody ever think about that? I just wanted to get your take on it.
Belichick, did you see who he brought in as his offensive coordinator down in North Carolina?
No. His son? Or
No, his son's the defensive coordinator.
Oh, okay.
Do you know college football well, Tim?
No, I don't follow. That's, you know, not
well,
that
he's
much.
Been a guy that's been. I'll put it to you this way. Maybe you can guess it this way. He quit a job in the National Football League to go back to college, unceremoniously.
You got me there. I don't know.
Bobby Petrino is now the offensive coordinator of the North Carolina Tar Heels. I think Belichick has got a great respect for the New York Giants. He's talked about it. Have a great love for the organization. I don't think they're going down that path. And you bring up the example of guys that have won other places, bringing them in. I think it's a matter of just getting this organization back on the right track to where you're playing relevant football games. John Mara used to always talk about the fact of if, you know, it's a successful year, you know, place is packed, you're playing meaningful, impactful games, relevant games late in the season. That's where the Giants got to get back to. Justin in Floral Park's up next to the fan. What's going on, Justin?
Moose, what's up, brother? Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Justin. What's going on?
Two things. Number one, as a Bills fan and as an outsider as you, do you think the Buffalo Bills, now more than never, can get to the freaking Super Bowl? I mean, there's really no excuses here, Moose. I know they're not probably going to win the division, but you're not going to have to face Lamar, you're not going to have to face Burrow, and you're not going to have to face Mahomes.
No, I mean, right. Why not us? You got to be walking around.
Seriously.
Right. It's our time. You know, steal.
I mean, between the Cowboys.
Justin, let me just explain some concerns I have about Buffalo. I don't disagree when you look at, if you're going to judge it based on just pure quarterback play of who's standing in the way, and maybe this ends up being Buffalo's year. I get concerned about the defense.
Agreed.
And I get concerned about the lack of weapons on the outside, having a big play wide receiver for Allen.
But James Cook has turned into like a top five back.
Right. He's got to hold on to the football. I mean, that's been one issue for Cook, the fumbles, but there's no doubt. I mean, that 44-yard touchdown run yesterday by the Cleveland Browns was a thing of beauty. And he had the defensive back for Cleveland turning backwards and forwards. So it was beautiful. It was beautiful. I love Cook as a running back. I don't disagree. I just have concerns about that defense, and I have concerns about the weapons on the outside.
The defense is very scary. They need to get Ed Oliver back. One other thing, Moose. I'm sure you watched the game last night. Can you explain to me how Henry gets into the end zone and doesn't see another snap? He didn't look like he was hurt. Like, and listen, the game doesn't matter for Buffalo. They need Miami or the Jets to beat them to win the division. So
yeah, I didn't
matter.
Understand it. I mean, didn't.
That's horrible. Like, how did he not play another down?
Yeah, and I didn't see the rationalization. I didn't stay up to listen to Harbaugh after the game. I couldn't believe Now, the Patriots overcame it. They end up scoring a touchdown on the play. The pass to Booty. I think that's how you pronounce his name. Is it Boutte? You know, Boutte. Thank you. The pass to Boutte that ended up falling incomplete. They didn't call pass interference on it when the defensive back basically tackled him. Now, it looked like he was going to make a catch, and I think it was almost like the refs on the field were stunned that the ball fell incomplete, but it was an incomplete pass. They call a defensive pass interference basically on anything. Guy basically tackled him around the waist, and they didn't call a defensive pass interference. It was amazing. Now, Pats didn't matter. They end up scoring a touchdown there, and they end up winning the game 28-24. Unbelievable statement victory. Even though Baltimore is not the same Baltimore team for the past 2 years, to come back from 11 points down fourth quarter to score 15 unanswered points on the road in Baltimore against the Ravens, even with Jackson being out of the game, hell of a victory for May Vrabel and the New England Patriots. 1240, Melusis with you, 888-808-1019.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Doe, have you got how many Hess trucks for your grandkids?
G gave me 2.
Oh, G gave you 2. All right. Maybe I'll grab that one on the way out. I don't know. I don't know because I was just making sure if it was, you know, free to take. Is that okay?
It's been there for a while, I'm told.
No, it's been there for a while. Okay, so nobody really cares. I got you. Appreciate it. Nothing like the Hess truck around the holidays. Love the commercials. Staten Island, we go. Anthony, what's going on, Anthony?
What's up, Moose? Thanks for taking the call, brother.
You got it, man. What's on your mind?
All right, so I agree with you in a lot of places. I disagree with you. If the Raiders game is the Super Bowl, have to lose that game. I'm sorry. I root for them to win every week.
Right. All right,
but not against the Raiders. It's the only thing that eases another terrible season.
You get to dream about the number one overall pick. Dream of some team moving up from Mendoza, get more and more draft capital, and nobody likes draft capital more than the NFL fan.
Right. So I also got to say, you got to fire Shane today. You're not letting him pick in the top 5 if he's not the GM for the next 5, 6, 7 years. That I don't know why they're not firing him. And why is everybody talking about drafting Mendoza and trading Dart? It's absolutely
nothing.
Me nuts.
What else can? Because people are looking for creative ways to talk about the Giants.
Yeah, and it's not just on the radio.
It makes little to no sense. I shot it down each and every time. I think it's stupid.
I've heard it from all my Giants fans friends. Listen, if a team loves Mendoza, the return you could get for the first overall is a lot higher than you're going to get for Dart. I don't know if Dart's going to be an elite quarterback. You don't know. Nobody knows. But I do know he's got that it factor. He's got that attitude. We haven't had that in so long, and he's playing with a bunch of third-string wide receivers at best. Like, give this guy some weapons. Give him a healthy Scott. Give him a healthy Neighbors. Draft some capital to help around him, and this guy is going to be good. Let's get a competent head coach. There's so much potential for this kid. Why are we talking to even entertaining the fact that we're going to trade him for Mendoza?
Anthony, I don't think there's really much of a conversation. I don't think there's where it matters. I don't think there's more. I don't think there's much to entertaining it. I think it's just fodder. I think the frustration of the year, the frustration of the last 3 years, you know, you're trying to make it and trying to look at things creatively or think outside the box. And Mendoza, you know, and it was a weak Heisman class, you know, and, you know, I vote for the Heisman every single year, but I went Mendoza and Love 1-2 when it looks at, but was he prototypical of a Heisman trophy winner? No, he wasn't. But when he needed to be great, he was. You know, that throw he made, it was a ridiculous catch by his wideout against Penn State. That was, you know, a remarkable comeback. And Cignetti's done an unbelievable job with that program, and Mendoza's been great this year for the Indiana Hoosiers. But I would not, I think right now, and I get where the Giant fan is. It's not one where I'm going to tell any of that, you know, this is the way I root. I don't do that. But in the end, it doesn't really matter. Like, whether you root for success or whether you root for failure, the game's going to play out the way it is. And the Giants might just beat the Raiders because the Raiders are, despite their performance yesterday and almost pulling out a victory against Houston as an over 2-touchdown underdog, the Raiders have been really, really bad, embarrassingly bad. I think the previous game they had 75 yards of total offense with Kenny Pickett at quarterback. I mean, that's just terrible, terrible. Ashton Jeanty, they took a dynamic running back at Boise State and he had a game yesterday. You know, a big 60-yard touchdown, a reception, had another long touchdown run from 50-plus yards out. But Ashton Jeanty, who was could have easily won the Heisman Trophy last year, the rookie out of Boise State, you know, they've minimized his impact this year because they've gotten little to no offensive line in front of them. The Giants could end up winning that game. I get where the Giant fan is right now saying, I've dealt with a lot of losing. Just in the end, just let it pay off to where you have the number one overall pick. Staten Island we go. It's Tony. It's the fan. What's going on, Tony?
Hey, Mark. How are you today?
Tony, I'm doing well. How are you?
All right. Giant fan, so, you know, not too good. So, you know, just to add to the last caller, listen, I think we could all agree that Dart's mechanics are not good. I mean, I've called on the past and stated this a few times, so leave it where it is. I mean, he still has some work to improve on that area. But there's big questions on his mechanics. And, you know, if he's not getting the proper coaching or if he can prove it, we hope. Yeah, he has the it factor. I just say all that stuff. And, hey, Mark, just real quick.
Did you ever see Josh Allen throw the ball coming out of college and the way Josh Allen throws the ball now?
I know. But it's...
Have you taken a look at that?
Yeah,
mechanics can be worked out, can be smoothed out. Any of those kind of issues. I don't disagree. The Giants have got to find the right guy to bring in place, and his connection with Brian Daboll was unquestioned, and Daboll was the driving force to Dart. What you need to know, regardless of those issues, the Giants as an organization, you know, wholeheartedly believe there's excitement in the building to what they see in number six.
Of course. I leave it like that, and we'll see what happens. It'd be a shame if you ever got rid of him and he turned out to be good, or if you got Mendoza and he turned out to be a bust. So let's just ride it out. Let's get a good coach in here, whoever that may be. So, the overtime, Moose. So it's all different now, isn't it? And so we see now 10 minutes, each team gets the two timeouts. And we see now several times that the team that scores first has a 5-6 minute drive, you know, leaving 5 1-minutes for the other team to come down the field. And we've seen now the team that scores second almost automatically is going to go for 2 points. That being when the team that gets the ball first scores a touchdown, of course. And we've seen this now. So let me ask you, how do you play the overtime now? I mean, you want the ball first, you would never go for 2 points on scoring a touchdown on the first possession. Would you agree with that?
No, you wouldn't, because the team that goes for the two, and you got to remember that a tie is, and they're giving the ball back to Stafford and the Rams, right? So the tie doesn't do anything for Seattle, and they're not going to get another opportunity to win the game, so they go for two in that great Thursday night game that we saw. No, I'm going to take the ball second because I want to know what I need to do.
Right, but and then again to the other part of that, scoring first, you would never go for 2 points on the first.
I would not
scoring
because
if you don't get it now, you only got six, and now just a simple touchdown and an extra point.
Yeah, I would not. No,
you know, of course, and no, it's just very interesting, and I agree with you. I would want the ball second, and I think that's the way the overtimes are going to play out now. I think the team, if they match that touchdown, I think almost automatically they're going to go for 2 points. Have we seen that in the Rams Niners game early? We've seen it in the Seattle game a couple of days ago, and it's interesting. I love it. I think it's interesting. I mean, with these guys kicking out 70-yard field goals and 65-yard field goals and whatnot, you know, think about the old school overtime and where we are right now, and how they made that adjustment to the game.
Well, everything's changed, Tony. And I think, you know, they want to make the overtime rules fair to where, you know, not everything is on the coin toss and based on what happens if you win the coin toss and not, and you're giving two teams that finished in a tie at the end of regulation, both giving them an opportunity to win the game. Vernon, New Jersey. Peter, what's going on, Peter?
Hey, Moose, how are you?
I'm doing well, Peter. How are you?
Good. Moose, I had a good question about Brian Flores. I would love to have him as a coach And the reason why is because I think he's a great defensive coordinator. And the Giants this year, their bigger problem wasn't offense. It was defense. They played three quarters of defense and looked how many games in the waning minutes. So I would love to have him in as a and give him a shot as a head coach. But my question to you is, the lawsuit he has out about with the NFL, would that prevent the Giants from hiring him?
I mean, I can't speak for the Giants. I would say probably it would play a role. Giants are named.
You think so?
Giants are. I believe the Giants are named in that lawsuit.
If they actually went to him, do you think this is? I was just talking to my brother about it, and they made an offer to him. Could he drop the Giants from the lawsuit?
I don't know. I have no idea. I'm not going to tell you that. I wasn't smart enough to go to law school and study the law. I don't know. I mean, that was the whole Belichick sending the wrong text to the wrong Brian at the time, congratulating Brian Flores on getting the Giants head coaching job when he meant to send it to Brian Daboll. You know, and it didn't end well. Listen, I heard Boomer talking about this morning with Gio, and he said he thinks the lawsuit would have to be settled for him to get another head coaching job in the National Football League. But, so do I think Flores is a wonderful defensive coordinator? I do. I think he had to have learned something to the way that he treated players, especially with the stuff that happened with Tua down there in South Beach. Is he going to get another opportunity? We'll see. We'll see. But is that, regardless of the lawsuit, is that where I'm going if I'm the Giants, given what I've been through for the last 3 years? I don't know if that's the apple of my eye. I'm looking for a little bit more cost certainty. Now, the perfect established head coach that's going to kind of be hold this team's feet to the fire, so to speak, be more of a disciplinarian. Well, when you look at the prospective guys that are out there right now that are available right now, there isn't really a guy that meets all of that criteria. 1256, Melusis with you, 888-808-1019.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.